Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy.
On the worksite, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch.
Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is, and it's Thursday, people. Thursday, I repeat, Thursday. Only 2 days to go before this little black duck is on well-earned holidays. Don't care what the rest of you are doing.
Well,
I'm out.
I'm a little black duck, please. And I'm going to go too. Oh, just well. For 2 weeks. Can you cope without me?
I haven't approved that.
Oh.
But we'll run it by the flowers. In the meantime, though, do not panic. We have got a chock-a-block show for you. What's the difference between the Logies and the Oscars?
Well,
what do you think?
You want me to say? Or do you want me to keep it a surprise?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll discuss it.
We'll discuss both. All right. That's coming up. World Cup.
Yes, World Cup update. Lots going on in there. Germans out.
That is huge, isn't it?
That is a bombshell. They are massive. They're out, gone. Way to check, please.
We got some news on your favourite team, Mexico as well.
I love these guys. They just keep coming. They're my team now. The Aussies are out. Nanny state. We're going berserk. Plastic bags.
Big topic today.
Wow.
And we're going to talk about how we feel about it. Yeah, and it has been ensuing in our production office.
It's coming from all directions.
It is.
So there's a bit going on there. Paul Collegiate will be in, a very special guest. Can't wait to speak to Paul.
And Russell Howcroft is also coming in, our great mate. Russell
always has many things to discuss.
And, he's got some interesting topics he's bringing with him today.
Bad parenting.
Hey, why are you looking at me when you say that?
Well, I'm not. You told me something and I'm going to get to you very quickly.
I'm no Shania Twain.
Wow.
Yeah, Sam Riper, what
she
does.
You did tell me she was.
Lots of stuff today.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more to get through. Let's start at the top. Hello, Jane. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey? Good afternoon, Dave. What's going on?
Saw you posting pictures of your Top Cat collection last night.
You've been busy. Blew the dust off.
Did you?
And you know what? I've got an army of supporters out there because I said on Twitter, I said, Hanna-Barbera 60s cartoons. Who's with me?
And army?
They came from everywhere.
It's like a nerd fest.
Wacky Races, Top Cat.
Yeah.
Flintstones, Jetsons.
I like the sound effects of all those cartoons.
Classic.
Hanna-Barbera.
There we go, mate. They're 50 years old.
I know they are. I don't know why I'm hanging on to them. But I tell you what, these box set DVDs are brilliant because you've got all your behind-the-scenes documentaries and the stories.
Do you listen to the director's cut?
Yeah, you can.
You're watching your Top Cat.
It's brilliant.
You've got a busy life at home. Really, why don't you come round to my joint? Let's swap jobs.
You need a holiday.
I think I do.
You do. Yeah. Hey, we are going on holiday starting after tomorrow night.
Yep,
we've made a decision. I think a couple of weeks off for all. So hard-earned. Look at me. I'm a wreck.
Oh, yeah. That's 2 hours. Must really
take it out of you.
You know me. I'm chipping away at the coal face from morning to night in the Triple M sweatshop.
That's it.
In the Triple M salt mines.
You need to get a bit of a tan. I'm just saying you're looking a little pasty.
What are you saying?
You need a bit of sunshine. Wow. Where are you going?
I'm going to an island. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
In this country?
I don't know. I said that's
You're
all
being
I'm
a bit elusive. You're not going back to Mystique, are you?
Don't you ever bring up Mystique.
Why not?
Don't ever mention what happened.
We want to come.
People monitor this conversation. Mystique. What happens on Mystique stays on Mystique.
God, we've
Where is
that?
It?
Mate, it's in the Caribbean. Don't you ever go near it.
Hands off the Isle of Mystique.
Don't stray off the beaten track. Go to your Jamaicas.
Okay.
Do all your usual stuff, but do not go near Mystique.
All right. We'll stay away from Mystique.
I don't know, it might be Mystique. I might be going to one of Johnny Depp's islands. I might buy one.
Going cheap.
I might just stay there. That could be good.
Sounds exotic.
I'm thinking Gilligan's Island. What are you doing?
I'm going on a family holiday.
I thought it was not Paris.
It doesn't involve passports because I did have to get. Here's fun. Go and renew 5 children's passports. Mm. Yeah, it's really easy. Yeah, not
you
a lot of paperwork.
You can't muck up those forms, can you? If you muck up one thing on those forms,
if I know, do it again. If I know you, you're probably trying to get into America, so you're deliberately separated from your children. That'll be like a holiday. Did you say this? Did I hear you come in yesterday?
Yeah,
one of the funniest things we've ever heard. I've just told everyone at home, kitchen's closed. kitchen's closed, and then gave out a certain date. That is the funniest thing.
Because
how do you announce that? Do you put out a memo? Do you attach something to the fridge? Do you just leave
them? No, I yell it through the house. I go, everybody,
kitchen closed.
It's holidays for me as well.
All right.
Kitchen is closed.
Oh, wow.
You're allowed to use the toaster.
Yes.
But nothing on the stove, nothing in the oven, no washing up.
No washing
up. I am
up.
Sick of the dishwasher.
You're done.
I'm done.
What's that, Uber Eats time, is it? Or?
Yeah, I don't care. As long as I don't eat.
Go nuts.
But it also, when you're on holidays.
How did that go down? Kids. Just kind of say.
Oh, they're used to it.
A couple of the bigger kids would have been slightly disappointed.
Well, yeah, I do cook up a nice bit of a meal, but they just, oh, God. Oh, well. No, I said Uber Eats for everyone. But when you go away with your family, with kids, there is an extraordinary amount of chips, like hot chips, on meals, served with everything.
Yeah.
And I come back from those holidays, I'd never want to see another bloody
Parmigiana
or a chip again. You know those big, massive
mate. I'm looking forward to that.
Salivating over here.
Well, I'm a bit pasty, apparently. How dare you? Why would you say
listen,
that?
Listen, but don't be offended by me saying you're pasty.
No, you look pasty. You look like you're at holiday.
I'm going to get a fake tan tomorrow morning. I go to a place and go any time of the day or night. I've got a key.
What do you mean?
And you're nude up. And no one sees you, and you get a tan, I'm going to go hardcore tan.
Let's get the key, and let's go tonight. Afterwards,
do it.
Dave,
I'm in.
Bring the car around. Bring the Black Thunder around.
No, we'll jump in the Getz.
Yeah, I got so much to do, everyone.
Why don't we spray paint the Getz? Let's give this Getz a spray tan.
There's enough room in this.
All right, you lot, we'll crack into this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
The ball's dangerous.
Kennedy Malloy's World Cup Update.
Well, it looks like everybody can watch every single game now.
Right.
Yes. Because Optus has given away the rights full on to SBS for the remaining 2018 World Cup games. They're all there.
There you go. There it is. Now, how much did they pay for those?
$8 million.
I would have thought you'd need more money than that.
I don't understand that figure.
To pretty much crowbar a world renowned event like that out of the hands of the public.
Huge. Well, that's huge, isn't it? That is massive.
Well, guess who's out? Germany.
Yeah.
Germany are out of the World Cup. Now, that is massive news because when you think of World Cup, there's no team that's more synonymous with winning that thing.
Lately than Germany.
It's like, it would be like Venezuela not making the finals of Miss Universe. It would be like Sweden not making the finals of Eurovision. It would be like a Kenyan not making the finals of the marathon. You know certain nations are associated with
synonymous.
Certain abilities?
Yes.
Well, Germany and World Cup soccer are one.
That's extraordinary.
I'm just
looking up who's still left. In the groups.
A bit by South Korea, weren't they? Germany too?
Well, I didn't, so I fell asleep during the
You did a dive.
Couldn't push through?
That's why I need a holiday. Apparently I'm pasty and worn. I'm pasty, pale and worn.
Hey, so we've still got Sweden and Mexico, Croatia. I'm not going to read through them all. That's silly, isn't it?
Oh, what, too hard?
No, I'm interested.
Too hard basket.
Is it a bit der Fred?
Hey, go on.
All right. Uruguay and Russia.
Yeah, I knew that.
Spain and Portugal.
Whatever.
France v. Denmark.
Oh, der.
Croatia v. Argentina. Brazil versus Switzerland.
France are playing Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
Are they playing again?
I don't know.
Is this, what kind of update is this?
This is my update.
These are the teams left in.
Teams left in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they still get to play again. Hey, do you know what's happened in Britain?
What?
This is to do with World Cup and news and beer. There's a beer shortage in the UK and soft drink.
Probably panic stations over there.
Because there's a shortage of carbon dioxide.
Oh, right.
This is crazy. They've got plenty of hops, plenty of barley, but a shortage of carbon dioxide, which is the gas that's needed to make it bubbly, and that's causing the problem. And it's produced by a byproduct of making ammonia used in fertiliser production, but there's a problem.
You're going to hand out a fact sheet at the end of this?
I think it's interesting.
What are you doing?
It's interesting. Because they've shut down the production plants.
You're telling me how to make beer.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm just saying that if you're in the UK.
So is there a shortage of ammonia? Is that what you're saying?
It's the,
Hang on a second. You're saying they can't make beer because it's too hot.
They can't make beer because they don't have CO2.
Take the tone out of your voice.
Listen,
why don't they have CO2?
I've just told you.
No, I didn't follow it.
Well, that's your problem.
Because it's too hot.
No.
It's not too hot.
Well, why can't they make beer?
All right. Lower. Okay, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lower than average production of ammonia.
Yep.
That's what they need to make CO2.
Why if there been a lower?
It must be involved in the gas, I suppose. It's part of the makings of CO2. Oh,
look at Dave's. Dave's got the lab coat on.
Factories that make it have been suffering mechanical problems.
I had a soda stream once. I remember the little gases you put
in. See, there you go. Now, that's different. We got somewhere. There's a mechanical...
Can you please be any more patronising to me when I'm trying to give you facts about something very dear to your heart?
I know. Well, that's why I'm cross-examining you.
Well, you might have to fly through UK to get to your mystery island.
You know where they should go if you live in Britain? Go to Germany. They'll have plenty of beer left.
They've got heaps left over
now that they're out of the World Cup. Stocked right up.
That's terrible.
You're out of action. Well, there you go. All right, then. Well, nothing much else to report.
Is Mexico still in the...
Of course they're in it. That's what I need today. Bring it on a bit, Liz.
Our World Cup update. Hey, nanny steak.
Going to
talk about that next. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Jane was fumbling around.
I beg your pardon.
Trying to work out how CO2 was important to the beer making process, and all you came up with is it creates some bubbles.
Well, it does.
Well, it does not. Really.
It does.
Terry's on the line. Oh. Terry, you know a bit about this. What is the role of CO2 and its relationship to getting beer into my pores?
All right, let me tell you, Mick. How are you, Jane?
Yeah, good, Terry.
But a bit rattled.
Don't need to talk down to me.
Bit rattled all over the shop. She's a bit feisty today.
Well, Mick, she is right and she is wrong. Like, the CO2 does produce bubbles, but it's actually the gas that forces the beer through the taps into your glass.
There you go.
So if you don't have that, you can still make your beer, but...
So it's like it gets it from the keg out of the tap. So what you're saying, if you're in Britain at the moment, there's no beer shortage, they just can't get the beer out of the kegs?
Yeah, well, they could make it, but they'd be drinking flat beer.
They'd have to
drink it out of the keg.
And it has been, because of the heat wave, an unprecedented amount of CO2 has been needed to produce it more. I've been reading up in the break about it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, Terry, for making that clear to me.
Give Terry a prize and take that tone out of your voice. Terry rang up to help you out and you've been churlish. Give Terry something.
Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way. Thanks for clearing that up. That was great.
Gee, you're out of control.
I'm not out of control.
If the temperature goes past a certain level, you can't have a beer produced.
I can't be blamed for how dumb Britain is in their beer production. And
their beer.
Predicting. And of course, can you tell a heat wave in Europe and Britain is like 26 degrees.
Oh, that's racist.
They need to harden up.
That's right. Now you're race being racist.
Am I?
Hey, when I was in Scotland, drinking at some of my favourite bars like the Tilted Wig.
Wow.
See, they name a good bar over
that
there. They really
good.
Do.
I like
There's no refrigeration. There's no gas. They literally open a cupboard drawer and hand you a can of beer.
Really?
Well, that's just not good enough. That's not how I like my beer.
They've solved their CO2 problem. Yeah. Time for a bit of this.
Rules.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
This is a controversial one.
It's dubious whether this is nanny state.
You came in swinging today and showed...
I want to propose something for people to help me out here.
All right,
plastic bags are being phased out. They already have at Woolworths. Coles are doing it on Sunday. And first of all, they're thinking everybody's going to panic. And I'm sort of a little bit panicky and I'll tell you why in a minute. But they're going to open every checkout on Sunday in Coles to help people deal with and cope with not having the go-to plastic bags that they're banning.
So they're not going to give them to you. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
You walk in and go, I'll have all this stuff now. Can you bag it up? They're going to go, no.
No, because they've got options for you to use. Well, and they're reusable bags that are all PC. They've all got that.
Now, hang on a second. That's not true. Are these the reusable? These are like the green bags and stuff.
Well, this is what they're trialing.
I read a statistic over the weekend that says you have to use those bags 200 times before they become...
Oh, interesting.
They become, of better value.
Right, than the single-use plastic
bags. Of benefit to society. So you don't want to go and stockpile about 20 of those at home either, or you're doing the wrong thing. which and I'm talking directly to you now, Jane.
No, I want to ask this question to people to help me.
Yeah, sure.
So I often have two full trolleys of food.
What do you mean?
To do like once a week shop.
What, like a road train?
Well, yeah, basically.
What have you got? One out the front, yeah, and one out the back.
A convoy.
You've got an axle.
A lot of
what are you doing? What's happening?
There's a lot of food that I have to.
Like a double decker?
Yeah,
you
almost. Like
you have two trolleys.
Like sometimes bunks. More. Sometimes
how
more.
Do you push those?
I pull one. I push one, and I pull the other behind me, and I look like a loser.
Oh, get out!
So
and
tell
have a look
me what I'm. Stuff. I'm not whinging because I don't want whales.
Now the kitchen's shut. You won't need to.
That's right. Well, that's right. That is a slight help. I don't want whales to die and animals to swallow plastic bags or birds, and I want an alternative to use.
What's your alternative?
Well, what do I do? Do I get to the checkout and I've got like Aldi, and I've you know how you sort of have to put all the things in quickly
super
and
fast
super fast.
Too, yeah.
How am I going to do that? What am I going to do? I'm worried.
Right, I don't know.
But they're looking at, in South Australia, you guys know this, in South Australia, you've got compostable plastic bags. And that sounds cool to me.
Okay.
They're being trialled at Foodland stores in Brighton and Glenelg in SA.
Sure.
And they're made from 98% cornstarch. See, I've got
that's
so
not
many
good for
facts
you too, though. I think they're taking that's.
Right.
That's
got
good.
Its own
why
set
not?
Of problems.
Really? You don't know?
Oh, am I? Know more than you do about making beer. Do you know what? I'm a bit offended by this whole thing.
What?
I'm seriously thinking of going and punching a dolphin in the face.
No. Hey.
I don't think that's well,
that. Why? Because.
It's causing so much trouble for me and my lifestyle. Watch out for the tuners.
What
watch
do you buy at the supermarket?
How's this? I got in trouble the other day. And so this is what happens when you make a law. So no one's cared about using plastic bags.
Yeah.
The checkout. I got a bake from the girl behind the checkout the other day at Liquorland, surprisingly, where I do all my shopping.
Yeah. Hang on. So Liquorland, we were talking about supermarket shopping.
Yeah, but this is the same thing,
all
Jane.
Right. Okay.
And I bought a six-pack of beer, and I said, I'll need a bag for that, which is a plastic bag. And the girl came in and said, oh, so you need one, do you?
Oh.
And I go, and no one would ever would have done that apart from the fact
judgy.
Now that it's now it's getting judgy. I said, well, the reason I need it for you is I'm going to a venue before I go home.
Mm.
I can't walk into a venue carrying a six pack of beer.
Did she start yawning?
No, she was after what'd my defiant spray. I think she realised the error of her ways.
I'm so scared.
No, I've got an example. I can get around this.
What?
You know, like I'm going to develop this. I'll see. Watch out for me on Shark Tank. I'm going to be on Shark Tank.
What do you got?
Like a massive bum bag.
What, strap around your waist?
Yeah, like a money. You know, the massive money bag.
Just load it up.
I'm going to get one that's like the size
lower
of
back problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, do you know how much the fine is? Retailers
in pouch. I'm going to get a pouch.
Listen,
you know, like a big pouch.
Yeah, I know.
Hide stuff in my pouch.
They're called fanny packs in America.
All right.
Well, they retailers in Queensland.
Am I the only one thinking?
What about a baby Bjorn as well? You could put one so you could have like where you put the baby in.
Where are you going to put the baby?
Were you saying that you reckon people are going to be stealing stuff?
No.
People are going to be stealing.
Because if you bring your own bag. I think they are going to have a higher incidence of theft in supermarkets. I'm predicting that. So you'll just see more security people walking up and down the aisles. It'd be like Big Brother.
Someone told me that people are bringing their own bags and they're really skanky now.
Oh.
See, this will be a whole new stuff.
We need some Kennedy Malloy bags.
Hey, there you go.
Just a marketing
let's help the people.
How's
let's
that?
Do that.
Kennedy Malloy bags.
Let's ask Russell Howcroft when he comes
load
in.
Done.
This could be a great marketing opportunity for me.
My idea.
For you?
What
God,
about,
you're always just
what about
thinking about yourself.
What about this?
All right, what?
Okay, you each get your own shopping trolley. So I get mine. I can walk it to and into it. I can load it up and then walk it all the way home.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Put a little motor on the back.
want everything motorised.
Like a tiny golf cart. A golf cart with a little trailer.
We've got some callers we're suggesting. We might come back to them after this, and they might have some suggestions.
Nanny State
for
stuff,
me.
Let us know.
133353. Join in the conversation with Jane and Mick.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Sunday, that's it. No more shopping bags in supermarkets.
That's
in
a Coles. Well, Woolworths have already done
already
it.
Already started.
There was no cold turkey. There's just bang, it's happening.
I love shopping too. I'm down there all
do
the
you?
Time.
Oh, God.
This is going to be havoc.
Checking out the specials.
This is going to change your life so much, isn't it?
Can I tell you what I'm intending going to do? And everyone, honestly, I know we talk a bit of rubbish on the show, but write this down. This is how you solve the problem.
Okay.
Eat it in the supermarket.
I just open it up.
Just
and
walk around, and if you say, want a pack
still
of twisties,
pay for
just
it.
Pay a pack of twisties.
And just eat it there.
Grab some grapes.
Then what do you do with the twisty bag?
You always take it up and then say, I've had these. And then chastise them about the marketing. By the way, that plastic could end up in a dolphin's.
Well, things like toilet rolls and stuff like that. I mean,
yep, do it. Just drop the strides.
Please don't encourage our audience to do that.
Well, I am saying...
No, I don't know if you're really thinking...
Just because I'm more PC than you, Jane. Jeff's on the line. Jeff, what's the answer, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. When I was younger, I used to pick fruit on my holidays.
Okay.
And you'd wear like this big... It was like a big bib at the front and had a couple of clips at the top, and you'd throw all the fruit in and then go and unclip it and then dump it all into your bin. So you just wear one of those into the supermarket, whack all your gear in, dump it into your boot, and you're gone.
I think that sounds terrific for a young single person living by themselves who basically has three packets of noodles, two-minute noodles, and a banana.
Stop judging young people. Okay, here's another
one. How am I going to do that? How many bibs will I need?
Hey, guys, I've got another one. Mm. This is brilliant. Oh, this is possibly better than my first
one. Just wait till I hear it.
What about a drive-through? So what you do is you go and order all the food, all your stuff, you put it on the counter, they do it, and then like when you're checking baggage in, they then put it on the conveyor belt. You bring the car around.
Oh, brilliant.
Whooshka straight into the car and we're off.
It's not bad. They do have similar. Whoa. You can order online and they can deliver it to your local service station and then they bring it out to your car.
Oh, wow.
So somebody else shops it all for you.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
No, that's my idea. No, but if you buy it and then you walk away, you bring your car
around.
No, we've
heard it. Let's go to the next caller. Richie. Jesus.
You've just got me, Janie. Yeah, online. That's the way to go.
Hey, what is this online caper, Richie? Tell me how it works.
Well, you sit at home, you're sitting in your computer, you pump the order in, and there, and they'll bring it to your doorstep, Nick.
So what happened? Do they bring it in and do they put it in your pantry?
No.
Oh, what?
And that's annoying, Richie. So what they do is they bring it, and now they don't use plastic bags. And they just and they just put it all on the front doorstep, or then you just got to wake all your children up. You say, get out of bed, come and help mum, bring all the shopping in from the front.
You've got a team of Sherpas.
That's what I have to do. But I do take your point. And they've gone bagless.
Your kids could do it. You know, like those guys who do the sandbags during a flood? They all pass it.
It's very similar to that. But thanks, Richie.
Well done, Richie.
Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What's your idea?
You put some laundry baskets in the back of your car. When they put it through your checkout, you put it back into the trolley, go to the trolley, into the laundry baskets into the house.
The problem is my laundry basket will still have all my dirty clothes in it.
Waiting for
will they do my washing?
Like you, Nick.
Yes.
Will they do my washing?
No one wants
to touch your washing, honey.
Hey, we got a prize for Carrie.
Yeah, Kennedy Molloy.
I like Carrie's attitude.
It's getting hard, though, isn't it? Now I'm going to take my laundry basket down to the shopping centre, put the shopping thing in.
Jono, what do you reckon?
All I want is to live without caring about what happens to the world.
Jono, what do you reckon we should do about plastic bags and what's going on?
I actually haven't got a theory on it as what to do, but I just believe that it's the supermarkets making more money.
Oh, okay. So I like a conspiracy theory. In what way are they going to make more money by banning single-use plastic bags?
You have to buy the bags and they don't have to provide them. And whoever sells the actual rubbish bags you have to buy off the shelf is obviously going to make money out of this as well, because everyone uses their shopping bag as a rubbish bag.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I'm
good theory.
I'm going to make a shopping bag out of animal fur.
No, that's not.
And take it down.
That's
not. What you
idiot. Oh, that's not what we're saying.
Thanks very much, Jono. Tracy, how are you?
Hi, good.
Tracy, what's some new innovative ways we can make bags?
Yucca trees.
Seriously?
What tree?
In Indonesia, as we speak, they're making plastic bags and they're fully biodegradable and they're edible. Not by us, but animals.
So you can eat the contents and then eat the bag at Kay.
Yeah. The good old yucca tree.
Yeah, so even if they made it into the sea, it'll break down straight away. So saving all our lovely
good dogs. Work. Thank you, Tracy. We like that one.
I like it a lot. You know what you said you were going to do today? You said by Monday you were going to go down and hoard as many plastic bags.
Did I say that out loud?
And then try and stuff them all into a plastic bag and take them for the... You did. We've got time for one more. Wayne, what's going on, mate?
Oh, nothing much, mate. Hey, when you get your mobility scooter, yes, you can hook a trailer onto the back of it. And you won't have to worry about your plastic bags or anything.
Wow. You'll hear me coming when I'm reversing. It'll make that beep, beep, beep.
That's funny.
No worries at all.
Yeah, great idea.
That's my mobility scooter, which I'm getting.
Don't, I'm not trying to step in your way for your mobility scooter.
Well, you never support any of mine.
I do. All right, well, thank you for those
great stuff.
Suggestions.
Well done, all.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Paul Kaliger has been a part of Rove Live, the Jamoan show, something called The Nation with Mick Malloy.
What's that?
And he's even done Hey Hey It's Saturday.
The good old slab's been superseded. The slab, right, was 24 cans of beer, as we all know. It's been superseded because Tories have bought out what they call the block, which is 30 cans. I've lost count of times that I've taken a slab to a party, right, finished it off and thought to myself, gee, you know, another 6 cans, you're going to be just about right there.
He's also toured the country with Damien Callinan as part of the Wine Bluffs, teaching about matching wines with food.
Tempranillo.
Chico Roll.
Sauv Blanc.
Smackos.
Here to tell Jane what goes well with wine in a can, please welcome Paul Kaliger.
Kaliger. How are you, mate?
You're great.
Thank you for coming back. Yeah. Now, last time you were on the show, I hadn't seen your show, Wine Bluffs, and then I went to the comedy festival, and it was bloody brilliant. So
thanks, mate.
Congratulations to you. You have a segment. Can I talk about this?
Yeah, sure.
The biggest, we try and find the biggest wine snob in the room.
Yeah.
And it's a process of elimination as he walks through it. And the night I was there, I think it was run by a guy who claimed he had a north-facing wine cabinet.
Yes.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, that was that night.
That sounds pretty pretentious.
Well, you're going, right, so you got the architects in, did you, and angled you.
Jeez.
So, what, have you just come back from Adelaide?
Yeah, I did the cabaret festival, and Mick did keep his head pretty low during that wine wanker.
Did he really?
Yeah, I was waiting for him to pipe up, but he didn't.
I could have won it.
We just got back from Adelaide. We did the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. I'm not sure how we qualified for the Cabaret Festival. There's no singing in our show. And the only bit of dancing does involve one of us wearing a strap-on wine bottle. So I'm sorry, I don't know.
There's such a thing. Things I learn on this show.
Hey, fantastic.
Adelaide's a great town.
Should have been a Cabernet wine show. Yes. Then you would have been there. Adelaide is a great town.
Yeah, very underrated.
Very underrated. What else is going on in your world, mate?
Lots of stuff. Have you guys caught an Uber lately? Because
the time.
Jane got on one the other day because she reckons Uber won't go directly to her. To a house.
They go via, they say, they tell me a driver's going to be 6 minutes. I say, yep, I'll grab that one. Then it changes to 12 minutes and they go, well, we're just completing a job nearby.
Completing another trip.
Rack off.
I reckon their standards are definitely dropping. They're definitely dropping.
Well, that's interesting. And what's brought you to that?
I was in one recently and I asked for a bottle of water. He said, I haven't got any water.
Right. Well, that's a standard.
Yeah. Another one, I asked for a mint and he offered me an orange Tic Tac.
Hang on.
One orange Tic Tac.
Paul,
wow.
You are the person who drinks the water and eats the mint, are you?
Yes.
Do people do that really? Well, I've never done it.
It's part of the service. They have to provide it.
Why do people need mints?
Yeah, I don't need it, but I expect it because I'm paying.
You should probably have a.
Well, you're paying $8.12 for that trip.
For mint. An orange Tic Tac. I mean, a Musk lifesaver, maybe it would have taken that. A fruit tingle. Just need to draw the line.
Crack open the fruit tingles, you bastard. What is your Uber rating, can I ask you?
My Uber rating is really low, and it's not my fault. I'm a very polite,
come on, say it out loud.
Guy, it's whenever I take my girlfriend and her friends in my Uber. Jane, what do you think my girlfriend and her friends do as soon as I hop in the Uber? What's the first thing that they do, Jane?
Gossip?
There's a bit of gossiping.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. What do they do?
Depending on the night. The first thing they do is reach from the back seat to the radio without even asking the driver, turn it up full blast. Let's get this party started.
Oh, my God. What are you dating, a 12-year-old?
That's going to affect your Uber rating.
They're middle-aged women, and I'm just in the car going, dude, this is I'm paying for this Uber. Can we have all bodily parts inside?
You're
the
worried
window?
About your rating.
Do you know what happened to me one
so
day?
Funny.
Jane Kennedy leaving my house. I called an Uber, right?
Yeah.
So I'll call an Uber. Okay. Don't worry. No, because I've got all the addresses locked in.
Yes.
No. Mysteriously, I don't know, inverse in that. I've gone from a 4.85 to a 4.42.
Are you blaming me?
All I'm saying
what
is...
What do you think I've
done,
did?
Who knows? Probably knocked over a 7-Eleven on the way home. I don't know.
Hang
there
on.
Was, there wasn't a clean-up charge that's part of that, was there?
Oh, no.
Well, Mick.
I mean, after...
Oh, I know someone who had a clean-up charge the other night, but I won't go on. All right.
And, well, now they're offering, what's the latest, the Uber pool?
What's Uber pool?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on my app.
What's
what is that?
Well, if the car, you can share rides, like if the car can pick up people along the way and drop people or strangers off if they're heading in the same direction as you.
Well, if you've already drunk the water.
They're making it. Stop breaking it. That's all I want to say to Uber. Stick to the plan, the original idea. Also, people, do not start tipping because that spoils it again because it's cashless. If you start tipping,
you do it.
You spoil it for everyone.
That's I don't want someone. I mean, if you don't want to be picking people up and dropping them. There's another word for that. It's called a tram.
Yeah.
They've been going for 100 years. They're
an
already
Uber
doing
tram.
Their job.
All Precisely. Right. Well, you've laid the boot in there.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing? Have you been on the socials?
I have, and I need to apologise to my family and friends. I have become a lazy texter.
So what do you mean by a lazy texter? Well, what does it, describe that to me.
I'm using the thumb up, the thumbs up emoji.
Yes.
For everything, basically. Like, I reckon I use it 95% of the time because it's a very versatile emoji.
Are you conscious of that as being a bad thing?
Well, I just...
I agree with you there. That's a conversation ender for me. Bang.
Sorry, you use it all the time.
Yeah, I use it
all
the time.
You can use it for anything.
I do too.
Yeah, you're downright rude.
Oh.
You are.
First of all, I'm a chick and it's impossible for a chick to be rude texting because we are wordy, we love an emoji, and we often end in XXX.
Mm. Yes.
So don't talk to me about texting.
Do you know what I do now? In real conversations, all I want to get out of, I just put a thumbs up.
Just go. It's like doing a wind up.
This conversation's over, Dave. See that? Thumb up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, well, you know,
full stop.
Well, the thumb up can reply to any text. Like, no matter what the text is, you know, do you want to catch up for a beer next week? Thumbs up.
Yeah.
You know, I can't come to that meeting. Thumbs up. That's fine. I'm leaving you for another man. Thumbs up. You know, I may have killed somebody. Can you come around and help me dispose of the body?
Yeah.
Thumbs up. It's not all I've got. Like a mate the other day texted me and said, look, I've got us into a corporate box at the footy. Two thumbs up.
That's great. I would have thought you'd give him something more than just two thumbs up, corporate box. Was that me?
It probably was you.
It was ringing some bells.
Generally, use you, and hopefully, I was one of the first people that you did text.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We've got to go to. Are we going to a song?
Yes.
We're going to a song. If you've done some lazy texting, or if there's something you do that's particular, or you've got a tip for us, give us a call now, and we'll talk about it briefly on the other side.
Excellent.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Paul Kalita's with us. By the way, you can see Paul and raise money for Fight MND. Tickets to Bayside Fights, the Beast Dinner can be purchased at trybooking.com and follow the prompts.
Who is that?
Paul.
What are you doing?
We're doing a fundraiser for Neil Danaher's...
good on you.
Yeah,
Fight
MND.
Done.
Yes,
at the Sandy Yacht Club on the 27th of July.
Get down. It's in Melbourne, obviously. If you're in that part of the country, get along and help out. Bloody good on you.
I just sent you a text, Mick. I actually sent you,
You're not sexting me again.
Oh, my God. No.
What are you doing? Is that supposed to be you?
Yes, it's supposed to be me.
It's a bitmoji.
It's a bitmoji. Are you onto this? It's an animated picture of yourself, and you just create yourself, and then they've got all those crazy sort of things that you do. And
I don't need to do that. I've got courtroom artists who've been doing that for me for many years. Well, have you got one?
I've got one.
Why can't I have one?
I told you I'll make one for you.
Well, I want it now.
You get the app, you take a photo of yourself, and then you can play with it. You can make yourself look a bit younger and cuter and give yourself
don't
more
worry,
hair.
I made myself very skinny.
A bit of that going on here. You might need to get that fake tan just so you look like you're Bitmoji. Hey, we were talking about lazy texting because you're the master.
Yeah.
You're a bad friend.
And text etiquette.
Yes. And text etiquette. Simon's on the line. Simon, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I was very much in the same corner as you guys. Very lazy, just okay, thumbs up. I used to drive my wife wild. She texts a page and a half and I go, yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've discovered the little icon button where it has a microphone on it.
Yeah.
Push that and you just talk.
That's what I do all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Revolutionises it all. You just talk into a phone and next thing you know, it's
changes your life.
Well, I've done it by accident a lot.
I do it by accident.
Yeah, I see that.
It's got me into trouble.
Simon, I agree. Have we got a prize for Simon? Because yeah. I keep forgetting to tell people that tip.
Get yourself a Bitmoji, Simon.
And sometimes you get words, it appears right. Words incorrectly.
Time for one more, Bronwyn. Yeah. What is it? Bronwyn, what do you do? What is it?
G'day. Much like Simon, my husband sends me pages and pages and pages of how much he loves me, which is gorgeous. It's a bit tiring to scroll through at work. And I just send him back a K, not even an OK, just a K.
You send back a K?
Oh, that's mean.
A shortened OK.
Wrong one.
Oh, I know, it's bad, isn't it?
You are a
that's mean.
Stone cold,
come
hard
on.
Woman.
No, I like it, Bronwyn. Keep him keen. I like it.
You're a lucky girl, Bronwyn.
I'm going to
send you one. I know I am. He's gorgeous.
I'm going to send you one that just says M. Mickey. All right, we're out of here. Well done, mate. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us on, guys. That was great.
Oh, I love it, mate.
Up next, it's the great Russell Howcroft, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's packed to the rafters with the good stuff. Hello, Australia. Here we go again. Let's boot this baby home. Coming up very soon, our special guest, Russell Howcroft. But also, guess what?
What?
Bad parenting. We're going to talk about it.
Stop looking at me when you say bad parenting.
She's shut the kitchen, Russell. Shut the kitchen.
I've closed the kitchen. Until further notice,
that is terrible
behaviour.
That's
my prerogative.
We're going to take your calls. Wow. We're going to take some tweets.
I'm going to talk about the Logie's gift bags.
Oh, jeez.
Look out, everyone.
Start salivating. What a show bag. What a cornucopia of possibilities the Logie's gift bag is. All this and much, much more. Let's start at the top, though, with our good friend, Russell Howcroft.
Hello.
How are you, Russell?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hope going. Nice admiring your work again on Gruen, which just goes from strength to strength. It's so good.
Won the slot last night.
As it always does. It's a very good program. It's getting solid as a rock. Always good ideas. An intelligent program. Speaking of intelligent, we're almost in that gene pool. We were having a discussion about plastic bags earlier on the show.
Right. How, it's big.
Is there an opportunity here for someone? Or an opportunity
someone
for someone
to make money.
To swoop and make money?
Sure.
And we came up with
there
a
has
marketing.
To be. Obviously, there has to be because you have to, well, you have to replace your plastic bag with something, don't
with
you?
Something.
So, someone like me, I'm not going to remember to take my bag to the supermarket. I'm an instant buyer. I need to be there on the spot.
Yeah.
Put it in a bag for me.
No, but I think you'll get used to it, though, don't you?
No,
think?
I don't.
No, it's one of those things. It's like genuine behaviour change, which is going on right now.
So why have they just gone bang? Like Woolworths has gone stop, done, cold turkey.
So it's interesting. So in some states, I think, so Tassie, South Australia, it's legislated. In Victoria, New South
Alice Springs,
Wales.
I think they've done it.
Have they there? And then Victoria, New South Wales, it's like it's sort of voluntary. They said, right, game over.
Okay.
We're stopping. Woolworths went early, and they went earlier than Coles went, which I think was – that's interesting to see what would have happened in the dynamic there. So
Who would that favour? Are you more likely in the short term to go to Coles in the meantime?
I reckon there'd be an assumption. We could assume that there might have – yeah, I don't know. You'd think there might –
it's
have been
really only like 10 days between
yeah,
the
that's
two
right.
of them.
So, but like, in a year's time, no one's going to remember that.
But think of my bold plan, which is to eat everything in the supermarket.
Yeah, well, that's
that practical.
But that is actually what's happening now. So, you know, the idea of the big family shop that the people would do, from when we were kids, that doesn't really happen so much now. What happens now? It's much more hand to mouth, and everyone's buying a lot more. So the idea that you're going to have lots of bags that you're sort of staggering to the car, that's happening less and less. People, of course, use the boxes.
Yeah.
I know that Kate, always just
boxes
she's
good.
Always got a box because there's always the pile of boxes there from, the apples, and then she just puts the box there and then they fill up the box and takes. She's always done that. So that'll become normal.
Okay, that's interesting. So it's a behavioural change, a psyche yeah. that we have to accept
I'm
and
very
move
surprised,
on.
Jane, that you've been a plastic bag user. Really.
Jane's pretty selfish you know. When it comes to, to her interaction with the world in general.
You know, are you with me on that?
I know. Her
footprint is massive. No. she's hanging 10.
I have great care for the environment and especially for animals.
They call it Bigfoot.
Shut up. But
she said she's got a supermarket shopping trolley that's got, she has two.
Yeah.
Like a road train.
I'm the traditional old school.
Every 3 days or yeah. so. How many loaves of bread do you go through
and
a week?
And boxes of cereal. I mean, that's what
She's
it is.
Running
boxes
a boarding house.
I don't believe you do boxes of cereal. Do you really?
What do you mean?
I thought you'd be
What's
in
the alternative?
Well, bacon and eggs, for God, that's what you got to have.
You think I'm going to cook?
Get with the plan.
Yeah. What do you think I am? A housewife that
Well, I just thought you'd like doing that. Doesn't your
people?
Husband cook bacon and eggs?
Oh, yeah, he does.
I bet he does.
Don't get lured into this.
No.
This is a dark web.
The killing films.
Okay.
Well, we came up with an idea earlier on the program. Can we run it by you? Listen to this.
No, okay.
We need some Kennedy Malloy bags.
Hey, there you go.
It's just a marketing
Let's help
opportunity.
The people. How's Let's that? Do that.
Kennedy Malloy bags.
Let's ask Russell Howcroft when he comes in.
Done.
This could be a great marketing opportunity for me.
My idea.
For you.
Go back to paper bags. K&M.
Quickly do it. You need to have the Kennedy.
And have the stamp on it. Bang.
The stamp on it.
No, Kennedy.
There's our logo. Kennedy Malloy.
Malloy bag.
Like Carol Brady used to walk in with a brown paper bag with a stick of celery. For
coming out the
She
top.
Had two bags for a family of eight.
Yeah, yeah. Because Alice did all the work. That's yeah. So now you need to do those bags. This is actually an awesome promotion idea.
Yes. Mm.
Do the bags, obviously heavily branded, you know, maybe use your movie poster. But
sure.
Then what you then need to do is sign, let's say you're going to sign 100 copies, 100 bags. They're going to be signed bags.
Yep.
Pick them
so
up.
Do a bag signing.
Yeah. Bag signing.
Around Australia.
Yeah. No, well, I don't know whether you want to do it around Australia.
Well, let's make it huge.
And we can do our radio show on Coles Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Brilliant. So now what we're doing is we're getting, no, Coles and Woolworths, right now, they've got a bid for who gets to do it, right?
All right.
So obviously, whoever, whether Coles or Woolworths, gives you the most amount of money.
Because
right?
we care.
Because okay. we care.
But Jane does the Coles and I do Liquorland.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, we're from Liquorland. I find it very, we're from Liquorland.
Hey, I think we got
do you know
something
what?
Here.
This is a true story. I'd forgotten to get balloons for Mother's Day. Right, and I couldn't find any balloons anywhere, but there were Richmond balloons, a yellow and black Richmond balloons in Liquorland, right? And I said, mate, I've been caught short here. Can I buy these off? They were there for a promotion. And anyway, so I give them to my two boys who are kicking them around in the park, and everyone comes up to me and goes, I've got two balloons, and on the side it says Liquorland, Cross Street, Richmond. On the side of the balloons, my boys are kicking around. Not good parenting it was. But good marketing. Shows you the reach of marketing.
But that was one of the, that is one of the great stories though, isn't it? The Liquorland story, Swan Street, Richmond.
Swan Street, Richmond, immediately after the MCG at the Wynn, they could not get into any venues, so they moved into Liquorland, started treating it like a venue. And when the cops turned up, they started singing, oh, we're from Liquorland. Let's okay. take a break. Oh. Thank you, Russell Howcroft.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Russell Howcroft, by the way, Gruen is on fire. ABC and ABC iView, 8:30 p.m. Wednesdays, ABC.
I like it a lot.
We got a bit of attraction
what
for
happened?
The idea.
Oh, this is my idea.
My idea.
Wait a minute.
Kennedy Malloy.
Hang on. My idea, guys.
Kennedy Malloy shopping bags, branded K&M with my picture on.
Not your picture.
Why
People
not?
Don't want to use that. They would much prefer mine.
Well, they won't be using them for recycling. They'll be
anyway,
taking them home and putting them on their bedroom walls.
Nice. Thank you. We've had a few calls and they've said they can make environmental friendly bags and happy to put the Kennedy Malloy logo on. I think this is big.
Maybe we could partner with a supermarket.
Yes. Got to do that. Got to partner with a supermarket.
What else?
Then of course, distribute them to the supermarket. You need some signature ones. And if you get a signature one, then there's, which are randomly distributed throughout the
prize,
country.
Yeah?
There's some sort of prize.
We put a prize to it. So we get a trip away overseas if you're using our bags. And
why not?
Then
I love
that's all
networking
value added
these
for the
ideas.
Supermarket, right?
Yeah, and it's going to, and it obviously
some
drags
signings.
People. So there's a, it's nice. And that, you can sort of see that becoming. So you guys have got to do it first.
All right.
Because it's going to become actually one of the tools of marketing. You've just actually genuinely created a brand new marketing promotion tool.
I do
Bang.
This all the time.
Bang,
I do,
as
it, without,
say.
I do it without trying half the time. Hey, speaking of branding, what are you up to? You were talking about branding Australia.
Well,
why
this
we,
is interesting.
This? What's, so, what's happening?
Well, the Minister Chobo, so he's launched this the notion that Australia needs to, we need to have a brand, like New Zealand has got 100% pure Yeah, which is actually seriously brilliant. So that's not just about tourism. That's around trade, right? So when people want to do business with New Zealand, they think 100% pure. So, surprise, surprise, they've got this insane dairy industry, as we know, right?
And
so,
ethics all round. Yeah, they've got a great prime minister for a start.
Right, there's a certain purity to New Zealand, right? So it works brilliantly. Brilliant.
I would go with the safest place in the world because everyone's a bouncer.
Here.
It's New Zealand.
No.
Come for a holiday. You'll be safe. Everyone's safe.
They all look like a bouncer. And then, of course, Britain, they've done an insane job. After the Olympics, they did obviously a brilliant job then, but then they've launched this campaign called Great Britain, right? It's obvious, right? Britain is great, but it's great for innovation, great for financial services, great for XYZ. So they've actually, it's obvious, but the New Zealand idea is obvious as well.
Yep.
But what's interesting, we've actually never really nailed the nation brand for Australia.
Gotcha.
So like a Pure for New Zealand, like a Great for Britain. And it's tricky. It's quite a tricky note. And then I was getting a bit excited about what Israel's done. So,
now what have they done?
Well, what they've said is we're a startup nation. Therefore, we are the nation that does startups. Right. So 1948. So Israel gets created. And so it fits naturally.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, right, okay, well, of course they're awesome at startups. And surprise, surprise, there's this massive growth in what they're doing in Israel around startups and generating
a direct relationship to that marketing campaign.
Well, I just think that there's alignment around the idea. So around the world, so there wouldn't be anyone in the world that says, oh, that doesn't make sense, right? Yep. It just makes perfect sense. So New Zealand is pure. No one around the world says that doesn't make sense.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, shit, that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Right? So it's what's the thing, in particular from the outside in, what's the thing from outside looking at Australia that everyone says, well, that makes perfect sense. Of course they're awesome at, yeah, and it's complex. So then I was thinking, so is there a direct line from, so, okay, you got here in the first place, okay, so the first settlers, right, they got here. Because they were convicts.
Convicts, yep.
Is there an
Packed
idea...
Packed on boats, sent over here.
Is there an idea that aligns that with the fact that we can win the America's Cup via doing something,
okay,
you know, something that's breaking...
I'm writing down words. Yeah. You've been saying this. Right.
And now we're great at live exporting sheep.
We're awesome.
Okay, no, not that way. No,
we're good at putting things in cages.
Okay.
All right, there it is. Because, you know, when they put a cage around the winged keel and the convicts and the sheep. But it's that sort of...
I get what you're doing here.
I see too.
It's that sort of... I don't know what the answer is.
Let's have a think tank. And by think tank, I mean, let's go down to the pub and have a few beers and talk. Let's go...
I'm into it.
Right,
I like your thinking. 1-3-3-5-3. If you've got something you want to pitch in, bowl it in.
Yeah, that sums up Australia very neatly.
Right, and so you know people go, oh, fair go. Okay, so it's a fair go. Now, fair go.
What about sunburn?
It's amazing, but am I going to do business with sunburn? but I might do business with fair go. Right, so let's think about it from a business point of view. What's the idea that I want to attach to Australia that makes people want to do business with us or come here to be educated or to invest in us or to buy something from us?
If you're running away from anything else in the world, come down here.
Okay, right?
We'll take you. we're like a big witness protection scheme.
There
like
we go, right?
Australia, your dirty little hideout.
Yeah, there's
whatever you've done in the world.
We'll accept.
It's frontier. Right?
We are frontier.
Frontier. But pioneers. So there's a notion of pioneer.
Do you know what we have,
which
is a great advantage? Every time I go over to Europe or America, there's so much noise on the ground over there. But we can look at the world almost in the third person. You get to digest all the information. You get to go, God, they're idiots in
USA. Well, that's right.
What are they doing in Europe right now? And all this. But on the ground, it's so confusing.
Oh, yeah.
So we are in a position... Do you know what Australia is? It's not buried under thousands of years of cultural hatred or bitterness. We have no natural enemy, which we're trying. We've got a lot of pluses.
You are going down the right track.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
That's right. Yeah. So we need this.
What
thing
do we
around.
Got? What do we got that no one else has got?
Okay.
No baggage.
No baggage. Okay.
And if you need a bag, make sure it's a Kennedy Malloy.
We're going to go through some of these calls.
We're going to take a quick break first, and we'll come back. I'll love it. 1-3-3-5-3.
We'll
do it next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We've got Russell Howcroft with us. He's part of Gruen, of course, ABC, 8:30 Wednesdays. But we're talking about Brand Australia.
He's fired us up.
Yeah, we love this too. 1-3-3-5-3. Join in.
Pretty important.
You were talking
real.
About the our nation's brand themselves. You mentioned New Zealand, which did a great job with 100% pure. How can we, in a nutshell, in beat a succinct that. Way, brand Australia? I've got a couple.
Yeah, come on. Am I allowed to okay. say?
No,
what
can,
am
you
I doing?
Can be very honest here. Right. Just saying
I'll, so, be, I'll be Sooty. Sooty says no.
So, Australia, Surf's Up. Now, see, Surf's Up.
No,
yeah, that's a good image.
No, no, but see what Surf's Up does? It means excitement. When someone runs into a room and goes Surf's Up, yeah. you go game on.
You're on.
Here we go. You get excited.
I like it.
And you go out into the world for an adventure.
Yeah, but no, we're talking about doing trade. We're talking about doing business.
Okay, what about
Australia?
This? Okay, here's my second one. Yeah. Australia, bring your A game.
Ooh,
A
that's
as in
good.
Australia. And bring your A game, as in, mate, we're not mucking around here.
A
if
game.
If you want to come to Australia, you need
it's,
to.
It's the A game.
Put the long pants on and yep. get serious.
Do you want to hear mine?
Not good enough. Oh, right, Jane.
Well, how many have you got?
Mine
Don't
were
hog
very
it.
Good.
Don't hog it.
Bring it up and tell me how good mine is.
Mine is Australia.
Australia?
The beer's cold.
So
well, that might
70s.
Work. It could work.
It would have been good in the '70s.
Oh, get stuffed a lot of you. Let's go to the caller.
Get stuffed a lot of you. That's there a good one. Go. Australia gets stuffed a lot of you.
Let's that's see what bad. Steve has to say. G'day,
Steve.
All is
one going? Word. Get stuffed a lot of you.
How are you, Steve?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good. Would you like to jump on board with a slogan?
Yes. I call it the Freedom Country.
Freedom.
The Freedom Country.
Well, that's
good.
Pretty that's, appropriate.
Is that too political?
No.
No.
Go on, sorry.
No,
just, you're selling it.
Yeah, but the convicts that came over were freed and led to join a community, and everywhere you go around Australia, it's freed. It's not...
unless you're a boat person.
No. No, there is an idea in free, right? There is an idea
free.
In...
Free.
Yeah, and freedom, pioneer, free-spirited, because what... The outside world, you know, non-Australians looking at us, they say this is like it's a new world, right? Mm. It's got to be entrepreneurial, it's got to be exciting, well, creative, passionate, it's got to be next century. You know, the thing that's important is that we need to know what is the 35-year-old Somalian small to medium enterprise owner in Footscray, Western Sydney, what do they think Australia is actually pretty important.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So, you know, right. we need to
enterprising.
Know. Enterprising.
I like it. Right? All right.
Enterprise.
Who
we got there? Shirley, what's your idea?
Adaptable.
Does it sound a bit more like we're accepting? Or
yeah.
Compromising.
Who are we? What do we stand for?
We're adaptable. Yeah. Maybe.
Come here
I don't
and do
know.
What you want.
But I like your attitude, Shirley.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Shirley,
for
we not are bad. Adaptable. Oh, by the way, we're going to give Bon Jovi tickets to our favourite one,
oh,
which
really?
Will okay. be decided by you.
Okay.
So we like to be encouraging. So, Shirley, thanks for giving
Luke,
us a call.
Luke, what have you got?
Yeah, guys, it's got to be bending the rules. Yeah. I think
bending Australia, bending the rules.
Slightly shady.
Tell us why.
The convicts did it here to get here in the first place.
Yeah.
I think James Cook put the flag in and said it was free settled, even though there were people already living here.
Like it.
Yes.
The bending the rules or breaking the rules?
No,
it's just a bend, Mickey. Come on. It's
a few others you've got, Luke. Anything
break,
more?
Break
bit of sandpaper on the cricket ball. Bit of the wing kill.
Yeah.
The wing kill.
Yes.
Ball tampering.
Yes.
And if you're going into dealing business with overseas people, then tell them you're going to bend the rules, and it'll be fine.
Oh, so we're like tax haven all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, but the idea of rules are made to be broken is like we all know that. So there is something around
within reason.
If you could find a way to say bending the rules, breaking the rules, rules were made to be broken. If you could find a way to say it. That doesn't make it sound like come here and do things.
That it's shady.
Yeah.
So if you're criminal.
But I agree completely.
Thanks, Luke.
That
Luke,
there is a
the clubhouse leader. What totally. About get wrecked? Coming to Australia. Get wrecked. Get wrecked. Well, like a shipwreck country.
Like
where
Keppel
here
Island.
We are.
That was the great Keppel Island.
You know I've got a soft spot for Keppel Island.
Me too.
Yeah. We can make this a big Keppel Island.
Hey,
turn Australia into
Let's
Keppel.
Hear from Robert.
Hey, yeah, my great idea was the Golden Country.
Golden
the golden country with people coming drones to Australia for the gold rush.
Yeah,
yep.
People know Australia for that. We're green and gold.
Yep.
There's 4X gold in Queensland.
That's it. Better, out. You know? Get it off. Off.
No, I like just all that. I like all the imagery of that because I think sunshine.
Gold. That's gold.
Gold. Like it, Robert. You're
right.
My leader.
Right. That's the new clubhouse. That's the new leader.
We're time for one more. We're going to keep going with this, by the way, so keep calling. We're going to do it in a minute. Andrew, what's your idea?
Yeah, good afternoon. I've just got Is Open.
Is Open? Australia.
Oh, I like that.
Open for business.
Open. Well, the notion
Expand
of open... Open is nice, isn't it, in that we are warm and welcoming and we're open and we want to do business with people. We want to, people to come here and trade, et cetera. Yes.
And, all right. Andrew, as you say, open for business.
Open for business.
Open culturally.
There's a couple of good ones there. Oh, I've got a couple more.
Oh, yeah?
Australia, let someone know you're going. No, you can,
you mean in case of snake bite? Yeah,
Australia, no hitchhiking.
Yes. Good advice, Mickey.
That's a bit of advice. It kind of carves out a bit of territory for you. Australia, good luck. What about those?
It's a good lucky country.
All right, let's get into it. Adam's on the line. What are you thinking, Adam?
Fair go, Australia, because we're fair dinkum about life.
Fair go, Australia. Now, you're a fan of this, aren't you?
I like fair. I do
like that fair go,
because the notion of fairness is true. There's a truism to that for sure. And the way, you know, and we're very lucky. We're lucky with our parliament. We're lucky with our courts. We're lucky with, you know, our financial system.
Yep.
You know, there is something around come here because everyone has got a chance and you should be treated fairly. Golden.
That's resonating with the big fella. Resonating with Russell. All right. What about John? John, what's your, in a nutshell, crystallise it into a word for us.
I'd say Australia, survivalist.
Survivalist.
In a country with everything trying to kill you.
Yeah.
You are.
You can rise above the pack.
Yeah, Australia. Mother country trying to get rid of it.
John, thank you for that.
All right, John, we like it.
How about Pete? What you got there, Pete?
Hi, guys. My suggestion is Australia, your mate.
Your mate.
Friendly.
Positive.
Yeah.
Half glass full.
Your best mate.
I wouldn't ever do anything, you know.
To something with your mate.
Yeah,
it's good. Mate. Good. Yes.
Thanks, Pete. Mate. Hey, Jacob.
Mate, the seagulls.
How you going, Jacob?
Thanks. I reckon Australia, the home of mateship.
He's made show a bit jingoistic these days, Russell. As we grow as a nation, and well done, Jacob.
We're just absorbing it, Jacob, and we're having a chat with a guru here.
Is a mateship echoing where we were in the 70s and the 80s?
And is it inclusive to women? Do they accept that as well?
Well, Jane, do they?
Well, they do, but is it saying a sign that women are inclusive?
So what about the signal that it's sending is probably not what we want to do.
Home of mateship and hotties.
So what we've got to think...
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, it's better. What we got to think about is I'm in Canada or I'm in India, I'm in China.
What are you doing?
And I want to do business with Australia. Yeah. So do I want to do business with the home of mateship? Probably not, because it sounds like a closed shop and I wouldn't be able to get in. Do I want to do business with, you know, the golden, this gold, that's sort of sounding like I could get rich.
Yeah.
And Australia, you can get rich in Australia, right?
So, all right, I like
it. We'll take one more, Phil.
Australia, come in, spinner.
Hey, Phil, how you going?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Phil, what do you got for us?
My suggestion is Australia, she'll be right.
She'll be right, mate.
She'll be right. It's not dynamic, is it? It's not like saying we're going to take on the world.
It's a truism, though, of Australia, right? And I think that part of what I think part of getting this right is the notion of being more dynamic and the notion of let's like growth is pretty important.
Yeah.
It's pretty important that we've got a
country. There's one you like, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's one you like.
Yeah, there is one that I like.
What is it? What have you got with?
I'm keen on that. I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly how it's going to manifest itself, but the notion of getting around golden, I think, is quite interesting.
Golden. We have a winner. It's Robert.
Yeah. That's gold.
Gold. You think of outdoors.
Olympics.
You think of pineapple. You think of beer.
Beaches.
You think of
beaches. Golden. Gold is good. Gold is great.
Golden gay time.
Oh, yes, please.
Why did you have to go and ruin it? Think of urine.
Had to go and ruin it.
What?
Why did you have to go and ruin it for us all?
I'm just trying to work out what that might open the ad up.
Dear idea.
Thanks, Robert.
There
we'll
is
be
something
in
that, I reckon.
And
there
it thank
is.
You very much to Russell Howcroft.
Robert gets his tickets.
Yeah, he's got Bon Jovi tickets.
That's it.
Hey, fantastic. Before you go, Russell, the Brungus are doing
your son's band, Brungus.
So they've bought a caravan. They've branded it.
Oh, pardon me. Brungus are getting kicking on.
They're branding it The Brungus. You can see it here.
What are they doing with the caravan?
They've just driven to Bendigo. Then they've done a gig in Albury Wodonga. They're on the road right now on their way to Canberra. They've got 7 gigs over 10 nights.
This is a bit of The Brungus.
On Sunday.
Oh, wow. It's called Gals.
They've changed their tone. I thought they were a bit heavier than this.
I think it's something for everyone there, Mick. I don't know. They're good.
What style? What style are we talking there? That's,
I don't know. What would you call that?
I don't call that.
I call that stoned.
In the caravan.
What's going on inside the caravan? Yeah.
There's a
the
lot Brungus. Of bucks outside. And guess where the caravan's parked when it's not on the road?
In your front yard.
Yeah.
The Brungus, get along.
As it should be.
Go and see the
bee. We've got links on our Facebook page as well.
Good.
So to find out where they are, at Kennedy Malloy. Russell, how
thank you, Russell.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to the new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries. Good, better, Bosch.
I would have come up with something like that for Bosch. You know, we're talking about marketing Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Gold, but I would have gone good, better, Bosch.
I don't think you would. I think it took a team of really intellectual, academic, clever people from Bosch to come up with that catchy tag.
What about Australia, home of Bosch?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that works.
Home
now
of
you're
Bosch.
Talking.
Come down here. Come down under and get knee deep in Bosch.
Yes.
Come down home of Bunnings, tradies and Bosch.
Yeah,
come
now.
To us.
Do you know that
Bosch
is compatible?
Australia, we love Bosch.
It's compatible with over 60 Bosch Blue 18 volt power.
How are you going to get that on a billboard?
I don't know. You can in emojis.
What about Gosh? It's Bosch.
Not
bad. Oh, Dave. The adults are talking. What if we change the name of Australia to just Bosch? Bosch.
It has a bit of a European ring.
Bosch
about
land.
It somehow.
I don't know the Germans came up with it initially because it's German engineering.
Oh, yes, thanks for that, Nick.
Yeah, mate, they should all get a Bosch. Everyone from the German team.
What about Bosch off?
Played so. Bosch you.
Listen.
Idiots.
The new
get Bosch
Procore 18V lithium ion. Ion.
Yep.
Make it
well, Bemont. Some say can Eon, some say
no,
Ion.
They don't. They all say it the same way. Ion. Well, I love Bosch.
It's now backed by a 6-year warranty. And
can't play soccer, but can engineer the Germans. They are
don't
good.
Bring up the game.
More Boschland. Jane Mick after this. Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for another day. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
I'm exhausted from coming up with world-class ideas.
Yeah, me too.
For marketing and stuff on today's
show. I just wish you had bigger self-esteem.
Yeah.
It concerns me.
What have you got to...
Well, I've got... See, we miss out on the Logies this year because it is, we mentioned at the top of the show, that it is radio ratings holidays.
And we're away.
We're away, and so we can't get to the Logies on the Gold Coast, which we would normally be at. We love the Logies. We always have a good time there.
Sure. Good luck to everyone involved.
Good luck to everyone involved.
Watch out, Hughesy. I've got a really bad feeling.
Oh.
You know, it's ended a few careers.
I think he'll cope.
Be careful.
He'll cope.
He's
going to be hilarious.
He will be, as always.
Okay. They give away to people who present at the Logie Awards. I don't know if you knew this, Dave. But
no,
I didn't. You get a show bag, like, you know.
Like what you do
at the Oscars.
It's a courtesy bag.
It's a
what do they call them?
Not a courtesy bag.
Is it just for winners or is it for everybody?
Bag.
It's not a show bag. They don't call it a...
Well, it's a star
a gift
bag. Gift bag.
Right.
It's not for all
but
the
a show bag's something you get at the show.
Yeah.
Full of tawdry
just
items.
Calm down.
What's in it?
Well, I'll tell you what's in it.
Tell me to calm down.
There's
what's in it?
One night accommodation.
Oh, where? Paris?
At the Star Hotel, which is where the Logies are, I believe.
Okay.
And a $250 gift voucher. There
$250
is. Hang on. There is some chocolates. There's a luggage tag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's personalised.
A luggage tag?
Yeah. There's some hand cream. There is a candle.
That's everything I need for a big weekend.
Yes.
My hand cream, a candle, my luggage bag.
And some socks you
what
might
What are we
want.
Doing? Disposing socks, of a body?
And there's some Logies 2018 tea. But here's another.
Some tea?
Yeah, and a pack of Artline.
Oh, jeez.
Like pencils.
and pens.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I got to think, you know, that's generous because you weren't expecting anything,
maybe
okay?
Maybe you're right with show bag.
Yes. Nothing. Something's better than nothing, isn't it?
Right.
Can I just compare this to the $130,000 bag they get at the Oscars?
The Oscars gift bag.
A 12-night trip to Zanzibar in Tanzania.
Okay, jeez.
A 6-night trip to Hawaii.
Do you get a travel tag with that?
A stay at a luxurious Greek resort.
Hello.
10 personalised training sessions.
That's
a week's worth of spa treatments.
Wow.
I don't know.
This is gold. Are they comparable?
This is now.
I think I'd rather win the Logie.
Hang on to those show bags, everybody, after the Logie.
Well, yes. Don't take your eyes off them or someone will be into them. No. It's almost worth not going away.
I'm disappointed not to be going because I do love a Logie.
Is anything involving Fairly Arrow? Do you get like a ticket to Fairly Arrow show?
I don't know. There should be a movie about Fairly Arrow. Has there been one? My story.
I think there was.
Fairly Arrow.
Wasn't there?
Really? a telly movie.
Wasn't there? It's a big story.
For anybody who doesn't recall, I think she faked her own kidnapping.
Yeah. On the Gold Coast.
We always love
it. What do you want? Golden.
Correct.
Gold Coast. Another thing.
Golden,
see?
Australia.
Big show tomorrow.
Got to copyright that idea.
Ross Noble, Adam Rosenbach, wow. Kennedy Malloy.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good. Better. Bosch.